Hey guys, so the next part here, and this is just something for fun that I really thought would be a neat exercise, and that is, you know, sometimes it's going to be easier for you to work with your spirit guides, and then sometimes it may be a little bit more challenging at the beginning because you're still learning how to feel them and perceive them, communicate with them, things like that, right? Or some people are still learning how to deepen their connection with them or understand what they're saying in a clearer way, trusting it, trusting what they're feeling and not feeling like they're crazy or something. So one way we can obtain this is something really neat. And that is, I want you to really, your spirit guide is always communicating or trying to communicate with you, or, you know, they have something to say to you. So how can you get a better connection with them? So one way is, I want you to draw, cut out, or identify and save a picture of your spirit guide. So before you even do that, and I'm saying you want to sit in a quiet space and then maybe do one of the meditations. And during that meditation, you know, it does ask you, what do your spirit guides look like? Or what does your spirit guide look like? What is it? You know, what sort of form does it have? And all that type of stuff. So once you're going through that, then after the fact, then think about for yourself, look in a magazine, look online, you know, and find out something that'll represent your spirit guide for you. I want you to put that inside of your notebook or journal that you're keeping for your spirit guide alignment journal, okay? Very important. And other things you may want to add in there, you may want to add some of the exercises that you do to connect better to them, different prayers or meditations you're doing, affirmations you're doing, various things that you've seen actually happen in your life as a result of working with your spirit guides. You know, make a note of all those things. But again, you know, so this going back to, what does your spirit guide look like? If you don't feel like doing it, you don't have to, but if you have a spirit guide that's someone that passed away or something, you can take one of their pictures and use it if it feels comfortable to you. Draw, cut out, identify, and save a picture of a spirit guide, okay? And save it somewhere so you can see it. Even if you put it on the wall, it'd be pretty neat what's going to happen with that. All right?